This morning's scripture will be read responsively. It's Psalm 14, and you'll find it in the hymnal, page 746, or on the screen in front of you. I will read the light print, and we can all join appropriately enough together on the bold. Fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They do abominable deeds. There is none that does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all people to see if there are any that are wise who seek after God. They have all gone astray. They are all alike perverse. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge? The evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they shall be in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When the Lord restores their fortunes, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It is good to be together in the house of the Lord in this great sanctuary. It's wonderful in the summer to worship in Rada Hall and to hear each other and to see each other's faces and to get a change of scenery, but it's also so wonderful to come into this magnificent space to worship the living God. Has anybody told you today that you're the beloved of God? Oh, you are. Beloved sons, beloved daughters. So, part of the landscape of preparation for worship for me that you are a part of is I listen for God's word in one of the four lectionary texts that the Church Universal is also listening to on that same Sunday morning. And I find myself asking God, what is it you want me to preach about? What is it in our congregation that someone needs to hear? What is going on in the world that may need to be addressed? And how does this all come together in listening for a word from God? I ask you for your prayers in that process. I ask for you to pray not only for me, but for all who are leading in worship. I know when Peter is choosing music, he's also listening. For what does God want us to hear? What does God want us to sing? And so please pray for us that God would either work through us who are preparing for worship or work in spite of us to guide us to what we need to hear. This past week, as I was reading the text, I got to Psalm 14, what Barbara led us in, and I was stopped in my tracks by verse 2. And I don't quite know why. Maybe we'll figure that out as we continue to worship. But the prayer of the psalmist, the wisdom of the psalmist was this. The Lord looks down from heaven on all humankind to see if there are any wise, any who seek after God. Do you hear the connection of what wise people do? Wise people seek after God. It's true in every major faith tradition. Wise people seek after God, which is different than saying wise people have found God. The psalmist and people of our major faith traditions say wise people seek after God. In other words, we may find God, but we never fully know God. We may have discovered something of God, but there's always more to seek. And Jesus himself said, seek, and you will find. Ask, and it will be given to you. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. To seek God is something that takes humility, because we like to say we've figured it out. We like to say, yeah, I understand my Christian faith. To seek is to say, I know some things, but there's more. And in each of our major traditions, including Christianity, there's something that is called the beginner's mind. You've heard me talk about this, but it's always good to revisit. The beginner's mind. What is the beginner's mind? The beginner's mind is a stance, a way of saying, I know, but I don't know. The beginner's mind is saying, I've prayed all my life, but I don't fully understand the mystery of prayer. The stance of the beginner's mind is saying, I've gone to church all my life, but I still am learning what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, what it means to follow Jesus. The beginner's mind is saying, I've come to worship every Sunday all my life, but I'm still learning what it is to worship the living God. Do you hear that humility that goes along with the beginner's mind of saying, I don't know yet. I haven't figured it all out. The psalmist writes, the Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any wise who seek after God. It takes intentionality to keep seeking because it's so easy to give up. It takes endurance. It takes patience. There's no shortcuts to wisdom. It takes a while, and we need each other to help encourage each other in this pilgrimage of faith that we walk together. Seems like at least the New York metro area, and perhaps the world, is marking this day, this Sunday, September 11th, and we are remembering where we were and what we felt, getting in touch with all of that unresolved grief and unresolvedness of that event. Some of us have unspeakable losses. Some of us, it's painful to remember. And we are all reminded that we need God's healing still from this. I've been reflecting on what happened in the life of the church after 9/11, 2001. And so many churches in this country, and certainly in the New York metropolitan area, had people flooding in our doors, just coming in that day, the next day, and those Sundays afterwards. And the crowds that next Sunday were quite astounding. So many people were searching for God. They were seeking God. They were seeking meaning. They were seeking comfort. They were seeking beauty in the midst of brokenness. And they sought for a while, but they soon stopped seeking. It happened in almost every church. The numbers waned. Those who stayed connected to at least one of these three things. You've heard me preach about this. Henry Nouwen says that to follow Jesus is to embrace these three movements: communion with God, a personal relationship with the living God, community with one another, and compassion that is expressed in and through the community. If people in that time of seeking didn't connect with an experience of communion with God, or community with the people of God, or compassion that was being expressed for and with and through the people of God, they left. It wasn't just true then, it's true now. If we don't connect with one of those three, we won't feel connected to a church or a community or to God or to the ministry. Which is why I find it so important that our church has made a commitment in Chatham UMC to pray that God would pour out your Spirit, pray with me, on us gathered here. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. Do you see in those three things that we pray for? Communion with God, community with one another, and compassion for the world. I find myself praying that more and more as I walk in the back of the church. In fact, I put those prayers up on the two main doors that we use to enter our building. The hope is that we can pray that prayer as we're coming up the stairs, or pray that prayer when we get out of our cars and start walking across the parking lot. The more we pray that, the more chance God has to infuse us and guide us to opportunities to be the church. I want to talk very briefly about that first part of the prayer statement, to be one with Christ. To have the beginner's mind is to say, I'm not even sure what that means, but I know there's depth there. I know there's something of a gift to unpack there. Do you know that the Apostle Paul and those who wrote after him in the epistles mentioned the words en Christo, in Christ, 216 times. For the early church, this was a really important concept and an important reality, to be in Christ 216 times, and I think 26 times in the Gospel of John. The term in Christ was written. This was for the early church to remember that we early Christians were in Christ, surrounded by Christ, infused by Christ, preceded by Christ, followed by Christ. It was a cosmic understanding of who we were as Christians, to be fully encompassed by this mystery called Christ, different than Jesus. Christ was a term, a Greek term for the anointed one, and it meant more than just the fully human and fully divine one. It was the one who went before us, who is at the very beginning. 14 billion years ago, the cosmic Christ was there, and we have been born into this relationship. For followers of Jesus, we're invited to claim that relationship and live out of that. Being in Christ. I close with this, because I sense that somebody here, maybe more than just me, needs something practical that we can use in our Christian spirituality to prepare for difficult experiences. Maybe a meeting that somebody's worried about that's going to happen on Monday morning at work. Or maybe a test that they've got in school, or a class that they dread, and they need some kind of spiritual resource to prepare them, to bolster them, to comfort them, to guide them. I want to lift up some Celtic spirituality from the 3rd, 4th, and 5th centuries in Ireland. We probably don't have room in our pews to do this full scale, but it's a physical prayer of holding one's thumbs out and drawing a circle, an imaginary circle, around ourselves. In fact, let's do this abbreviated. Give it one of these, just a half arm, so you don't hurt your neighbor. Can you picture drawing a circle of the cosmic Christ's presence around you? That may be something that we do in the morning when we get up, or as we're getting ready to leave the house, to just be a reminder that Christ surrounds us. Oh, I'm feeling the Spirit lead us to get a little bit bolder. I invite you to stand and move out, stretch out a little bit so that you have arm's lengths around you. If you are unable to stand, that is fine. You can still do this. Do you remember the breastplate of St. Patrick, which said, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ at my left, Christ at my right? It is an affirmation of Christ consciousness all around us. I invite you to say these words with me, with your hands. Christ within me. Christ around me. Christ at my left and at my right. Christ in front of me. Christ behind me. Christ above me. Christ below me. Christ in every place I go. Amen.